I promised you Eric Church on the program, right? Well.
Hey, Whitney. How are you?
Eric Church, how are you?
I'm doing good. Hope you are.
Dude, I am. I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever because basically I have not.
You know how often we do this.
I know. Thank you so much for joining us. I have a funny story to start with, if you don't mind.
Okay, sure.
I have, I don't know if you remember the old TV show Murphy Brown, the old one.
I do.
Yeah, when she had Eldon in her house all the time, right?
I'm old enough for that, yep.
Okay, so, well, I am only copying to reruns, but whatever. So I have a guy who has been working on my house for a long time, and he's been really listening to talk radio every day, except for about 2 weeks ago. All of a sudden, he starts playing country. So I say to him today,
yeah.
Hey, dude, do you mind like keeping it down on the hammering? Because I'm talking to Eric Church in a couple minutes. I don't know if you know who that is. Now, Eric, he's been listening to country music for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He immediately starts not only naming your tunes, but the lyrics.
Wow.
Yeah. So you've made quite the impression. And also, my life is much easier now without talk radio on every day in my house.
That's awesome. That's cool.
Yeah. So you got a new fan. Anyway. I'm impressed that you're doing this because you're keeping right busy with the Gather Again tour, dude.
Yeah, I mean, we started in September. We were the first artists out, you know, after the pandemic and even during it. And because, when we started, things started to get interesting again. You know, we came to a couple different variants and there were so many times, you know, during this that, you know, things would change or the goalposts would move or, you know, there was different municipalities had different rules and there was masking and there was restrictions. And I think the best thing looking back on it is we just kept going. You know, at some point in time, you know, one point in time, the band got COVID and I played by myself for a couple of nights and then I got COVID twice.
Oh, wow. So
it was this thing where we continued to go through this tour and just fight our way through it and get through it. And it felt important. I mean, it felt like we were playing our part to help get through it, you know, to help get us back to what it used to be and what it used to feel like. And I can say more nights than not, it did. You know, and that's the great thing, you know, is it it's still there. We hadn't forgotten how to do it, you know, myself and the fans and the patrons. So it was good to reconnect on that level and know that you could do it again.
I have seen those videos of your fans doing their best impersonations of Eric Church through the parking lots, you know?
Yeah, they do a pretty good job.
They do pretty good.
Yeah.
How long were you actually off the road? Because I know you announced a tour and then you couldn't do it. And
we were off the road. It was really probably a couple years because we shut down, you know, in 2019, we shut down probably early fall, late summer. You know, we went up through that. So it's funny. I mean, it wasn't that I missed a city. It wasn't that I missed singing a song. I just missed that just being with everybody in wherever we were and seeing people throw their arms around each other and seeing people next to each other because COVID was such a shocking thing that, that wasn't happening anywhere, you know, including families.
Yeah, and we felt that, yeah.
Yes, yeah, totally. I felt it too. It was a thing that's what I ended up missing the most. So it's good to feel that again.
Now, when you did Heart and Soul, the three albums, was that something that was planned before COVID? Or did you just go, dude, we have some time, so let's do it. And most people that would keep them busy for a couple of years, but not you. It was like a month.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I just wanted to change it up. I mean, the whole genesis of the Heart and Soul was made a lot of records in my career and make them, you know, with the same producer, I use my band. We've always done that. And I just felt the need to make everybody uncomfortable. And,
I've heard that.
Yeah. So I've got a restaurant that I loved going to that's made out of reclaimed barn wood in North Carolina. And I always thought, man, this would sound great. You know, the way the wood would absorb, we could make a great record here. So turns out it's a seasonal restaurant. So in the wintertime, they're closed. So rented it out, took everybody up to this little town in North Carolina that's teeny tiny, in the mountains, cold, snowy. And they got little cabins around there. And I just stuck everybody in cabins. And I said, listen, we're not leaving. We're going to stay here for 6 weeks.
Wow.
And I'm going to get up in the morning, I'm going to write a song, and we're going to record the song that night. Good, bad, or ugly, we're doing it that night. And then I'm going to do it again the next day. And we're just going to see what we get. And there was no real, never tried to make three albums. I was just trying to make one. And that's what we did. And I brought in a couple different players to make the band really uncomfortable. I brought in songwriters. I didn't really tell them what we were doing. You know, and I wanted them not I wanted that comfort zone eliminated where they were leading with creativity. They were hungry. They were jostled, You know, and that's kind of how I wanted it to be. And it was. And my producer was that way. I mean, I took him out of a wonderful studio in Nashville, Tennessee that he knows better than anything. And I made him put all of his gear in trucks and ship it to a restaurant and figure out how to record. And we ended up with a drummer in a wine cellar. And we were all over this place. I was behind a bar singing, which is pretty comfortable for me. I do like that.
That's awesome.
And, you know, it was just the way it was, you know. And we made it our own. And everybody eventually committed to it. At first, they did not. They thought I was crazy. I mean, I could feel, you know, everybody in the room was going, I don't know what we're doing here. But ironically, the first song we recorded was Heart on Fire. And I needed that to work because I needed to show them that this is going to be okay. This is going to work. And that was the first one of the entire project we recorded. So I owe the whole project to that song.
So you really didn't go into this restaurant with any songs written?
None.
You really got up every day and wrote another song?
Yeah, and I forgot what they were. I mean, the best part is about halfway through this project, we were a couple weeks in, and my producer was in the studio one night late, and he called me. He said, hey, man, I know you got to write tomorrow. But he said, come on, I want you to hear something. Come on down. And he just started playing the stuff we'd been doing. And I had forgotten all of it because you commit for, you don't get to know the songs. I mean, you write them in the morning, you record them, and the next day you're working on the next one. You forget that one. But you commit 100% to that day, though, to that moment, to that song. And I think that that's something that we just don't do. You know, we take a song, we write a song, and then we hang on to the song, and then we demo the song, and then we let 10 people hear the song, and then the label hears the song. And then, you know, by the time you get in the studio, it's like, God, I mean, I've had this thing a year now.
Right.
And you know, a lot of the creativity has been rubbed off of it. And I think in this instance, you have that sense of creation, that sense of when a song is born, and you just carry that right over into, you know, playing it. Once we figured that out, you know, I think everybody really committed to it. And it's the most fun I've had. It's the hardest thing I've ever done, and it's the most fun I've had making an album. And, you know, it's great, too, because this was all pre-COVID, so we were all just holed up together and got to be together. And then when COVID hit, which is about a month later, we were right on the edge of it. We didn't see each other for over a year and a half.
Wow. So was it 28 days?
It was 28. It ended up being a little longer than that, but it was probably, like, really with mixing everything, it's like 34 days is what it ended up being. But
did you write any songs you didn't use?
Yeah. There was a couple that we, you know, when sometimes, you would try. I mean, it ended up being pretty good odds, though. There were probably three or four that just didn't work. You know, we tried, we brought it in. And then in one instance, I ended up writing something in the studio by myself while we were sitting there trying to get this other song to work, and it wasn't working. Just wasn't the right thing. I ended up writing something else that we recorded that made the project. You know, so it's, again, it's just when you get dialed in that way. I was the most dialed in creatively that I've ever been in my life. I mean, I was, everything was a song to me. It was almost manic in a way.
Wow.
It was kind of that way. You know, I mean, even my wife would come visit and bring the kids and stuff for a little bit. And I was, you know, I was talking really fast and I was everything, you know, I was just so, I had to get a song. You know, I was almost, there was a manic nature, you know, toward the end. I was glad it was over when it was over.
You got some amazing stuff out of there.
It was, the spirit was moving. It was good.
I guess so. Heart on Fire, of course, the one that we know now. And then Doing Life With Me, is that the next one?
Yeah, Doing Life With Me. Yeah, and that was one later in the project where you can kind of hear, I haven't been with my family in a while, you know, but I'm with the band. You know, I'm with people that also do life with me. And that's really what that was, you know. It was, you can hear kind of a pull between two different things going on there. So that was much later. That was one of the last songs recorded in the project.
And the fans have got to be out of their minds when you play that one too.
Yeah, it's been fun because of the breadth of it that, you know, on this tour, I'm able to pull out stuff, you know, for a night or two and then put it back away and pull out something else. And it makes each show kind of unique. And you get to try different stuff out on the fans. You know, it's not that thing of where, you know, you have an album and you know, five of the songs are singles and there's only five left. You know, you play half your records are done. With this project, there's a lot of songs there to pull from and play.
Absolutely.
Depending on what the mood is.
And then also the video for Heart on Fire is crazy.
Yeah, that was wild, by the way. That wasn't my idea. They were telling me that was basically all digitally done, and they put all these dots on my face, and then they get this special camera, and then I have to basically go back in time and make those other characters that I had played sing Heart on Fire. So I was constantly, you know, doing Heart on Fire and mouthing it and over and over, and they were showing me these settings. It was really kind of trippy, you know, in a way, to look at it, you know, and see it. It was trippy.
Absolutely. The young Eric Church I mean, you know, the 12 years ago, Eric Church.
Yeah, trippy.
Singing Heart on Fire was like a mind, you know, it messed with my mind for a while.
Yeah, it was. It did me too.
I bet. And you were there. I get it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I can't, you know, I remember when you won the Entertainer of the Year and I was just at my house and I was like crying because I know how hard you work. Gosh, I'm glad that finally 2 years later we get to catch up, you know?
Same here, Whitney.
I'm telling you, I miss you so much. I'm so glad you had a couple minutes for the big time here. And you can have as much as you want. You ever want an hour? I'm here for you.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Eric Church, our guest in the program. What a special night. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Whitney. Thanks for having me.